All right.
Hi, Jason. Jason, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Now, of course, Dan wanted me to get on the line so I can get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also, since it is a young company, just 8 months in, he does want me to apply that new business rate to make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Very good, thanks.
Good, good. I am glad to hear that. So I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That packed result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, Jason, that's the real power of this listing. People won't need to already know the name of your business to find you as a top option when they're looking for painting contractor, painter near me, interior painter, residential painter, any of the keywords related to the services that you provide. Our job is to make sure that your business is one of those options that people will see on that first page, so you'll get more phone calls. Now, Dan says you're looking to rebrand the name of your company. This would be perfect for you because not only are you going to be listed on Google, you'll be found on Bing, the other major search engine. You'd have a Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, we'll actually create almost 70 different destinations and directories because that's what the search engine search for. That's what Google and Bing index. When someone does a keyword search, it happens in an instant, and they use that content to determine what businesses they display on the first page. So even though it is a very young company, and especially the business name is brand new, you know, it's not the guy that's been around the longest or the biggest company or the guy that does the best job in town. Those aren't the businesses that necessarily pop up on the first page. The companies that do pop up on the first page are really only there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So we will create that content for you. Now, it seems like you might have a website kind of in the works, but not yet up and running. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. But it would be a great time to make sure that CasaCoatPainting.com and that the business itself is searchable. How long though before you think that that website would be completed?
I really have no idea. Just something. Are
you building it yourself?
Yeah, I was using a Wix.
Oh, a Wix site. Yeah. I mean, obviously you're building a website because you see the value to having people call you directly. That's the whole point of having a website. Now, a website is a great, powerful conversion tool for the people that see it. I mean, obviously the intent is to let people know that you're, first of all, in the area providing those services. They can learn about your company, your experience. They can see before and after photos. So websites are great, but they, of course, only work when people see them. And since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're doing that search, most websites are never even seen by their intended audience. Now, I know that you're pretty expert at painting, but building a website, maybe not so much. Now, we do build websites for our clients, and, you know, that's no offense to you. You know, you're a much better painter than I am. I know that. We've been doing this for almost 19 years. We do build websites for our clients in-house, you know, that don't actually have websites. We don't expect all of our businesses, especially young businesses, to already have a website, and yet since our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google, it is in fact to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you, we would want you to see success from the very beginning. And a lot of the time we will build a website for our clients that don't have one, so sometimes we'll even include the website at no additional cost. I mean, that way, all you have to focus on is answering the phone when it rings. And of course, that website mm-hmm. would be kind of cross-reference and backlink to all of those directories that we'll create, all of that linking up to verified listings on both Google and Bing. Now, you're willing to travel even all the way to Cincinnati. So, I mean, we want to cover your service area, get you more opportunities. So is it just you doing the work, or do you have, like, a helper or a crew?
I have a crew, yeah.
You do have a crew. And do you guys prefer residential over commercial, vice versa, or do you kind of like the mix?
Whatever, anything.
Yeah, work is work, right? Yeah. Absolutely, and it's good to have those opportunities. So we can focus on both commercial clients as well as high-end residential clients. The calls come to you, of course, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small residential or commercial jobs, it's going to be a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. Now, of course, there's going to be a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads. That way we can target even specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by those commercial and residential clients. Now, with reduced pricing, we consider 8 months still a young company, so you do qualify for our new business rate. It is a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate, meaning it's not ever going to balloon up on you later on. Really, it amounts to more of an assistance program. It just makes it more affordable for younger companies. And we do that because we know that although there are no long-term contracts, again, we offer our service month to month, we do know that our clients will keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. And we certainly do like helping out younger businesses. So in this particular case, you would see a savings of a little bit over 50% every month. It's going to save you $300 and bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 is an exact amount. That's with paid Facebook ads included and all that content. And, of course, no matter how many jobs you do, it would just be that rate. Now, if I could get my supervisor to allow me to include a website for you at no additional cost, I mean, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. I mean, Google it, you know. It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, you just haven't been around long enough for traditional word-of-mouth to be much of a factor, but every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can either use your services again down the road for a different project or start recommending you to their friends and family. So it's definitely going to help you to start getting your phone ringing, kind of grow your business for the long term. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from, you know, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, or individual directories, or from your website. I mean, most of the time, you will simply get phone calls, both residential and commercial clients. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so you'll get calls directly to you most of the time. Now, on the website, there would be a contact form, so people could, in fact, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out the form, you get a text as well as an email, so you always know right away, Jason, when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. But anything they type into that form will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. Again, so you know where the work is coming from and even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, can we back up a little? What did you guys say you were calling from? What's the company's name?
So we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm actually going to send you right now a link to the pricing page off of the website because I do want you to see who we are and, of course, what you'd be getting. So localsplash.com/SEO-packages. That's the SMS message for the computer, but it works just like a text message. So you should receive that. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Okay. Where'd you say? Where should I go?
Yeah. I sent a link out to you to our pricing page. Are you able to open it?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So at the very top, it says take control of your online presence, get found online, generate more leads, monitor your reviews, track your success. Like I said, you'll have 24/7 access to that tracking system, and there's a separate tab on it for reviews. So you'll have reviews on various platforms. Like I said, almost 70 directories. They're all important to Google. Most of them do allow someone to write a review. So whether those reviews are on Google or Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, Manta, Superpages, wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate on your tracking system. So in one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews, or you can have us respond to your reviews. We would do that for you as well at no additional cost. So if you scroll down, it says proven success, 18 years, almost 19. We've been around since 2004, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. So obviously, we've been successful for many years. It's a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing to earn your business 1 month at a time. If you scroll down halfway, it says Google Ads Partner. Right there in the middle, you see a colorful G in a box that says Google Partner. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off the internet, Jason. That is our official badge of authenticity. So that's provided to us by Google. You can click right on that box, and it does go to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and that's very important because when Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, whether they want us to add new directories or stop creating certain directories, we always have that information ahead of time. They keep us trained and updated so that we can make sure that we keep our clients on the first page. And, of course, that's what Google wants us to do. Now, it is a month-to-month service. We'd be talking here about a reduced pricing for the Platinum package. Again, it's the one listed second from the left. It says $599 a month, but I would cut that in half. It would just be $299. So that's the most budget-friendly way to cover, you know, a 50, 60, 70-mile radius, especially if you want to be found in Cincinnati. We're going to need to do at least the Platinum package. Platinum Premier or Ideal package, that gets more expensive because it would include at least $300 of Google Ads, what most people might even still call AdWords, certainly pay-per-click. But, you know, the Facebook campaign is much more affordable. Instead of like $3 to $10, $15 per click, Facebook ads are like $0.20, $0.22, $0.25 a click. So there's $100 built in that goes towards those Facebook ads as part of the Platinum package. But again, you're still looking at a flat rate of $299, but it's definitely going to get your phone ringing, get your crew to work. I think you're going to love it. Did you have any other questions?
Yes. For example, you said the Platinum, it would go from $599 to $299?
To $299, correct, yeah. Now, that's going to be an exact amount and a fixed rate, so it will never go up. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to go up down the line. In fact, not only would it not ever be $599, it would only be exactly $299. So it will never go up, not even by a penny. And it's all-inclusive. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or per click, call, or job, nothing like that. So big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it's just going to be a flat rate of $299.
Mm-hmm. So I can see that it says $599 a month and then, like, on smaller
$299 setup fee.
Yeah.
There's every single one of these packages normally has a $299 setup fee. So even the Pro package, which is a basic local campaign package, the setup fee is really for the SEO content creation, creating the 70 or so directories that are necessary to get you on that first page, for making sure that you're verified and recognized by Google. Of course, we'll do a client interview as well. That's why there's normally that setup fee. But for young companies, I try to make it as affordable as I can. In fact, a lot of the time, my supervisor allows me to reduce the cost of that setup fee or even to remove it completely. And I do want to make it affordable for you. If I could waive your setup fee, not just take like $100 or $200 off of the setup fee, but even waive the entire $299 setup fee, cut the cost of the service from $599 down to $299, then you'd be saving $599 in your first month. So it's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But in fact, it's even better than that because next month it wouldn't be $599. It would still be $299. If I can do that platinum package with the website included, $299 out the door, no setup fee, would that be something you would do today?
Probably, but I would like to first look more into you guys. Right now, I have to get about to get ready to go to a meeting. Actually, give an estimate on the job, but it is something that I have been looking into. So, what would be basically the main differences between being a pro? Like choosing the pro package and the platinum.
Okay. So the pro package is a local only campaign and you're not going to get Cincinnati with the pro package. I mean, businesses that are located in Cincinnati will populate the local map, but we can target Cincinnati specifically. We can target really anywhere within a 50 to 75 mile radius of you with Facebook paid ads. So what the platinum package does, it allows us to expand your reach. It allows us to expand your coverage, your service area. Google will always default at least a little bit towards proximity, even though we're talking about service-based businesses that go out to the customer. There is going to be a greater likelihood that someone 25 to 30, 40, 50 miles away from you, if they're doing that same keyword search for painting contractor, they're going to be more likely to find one of your competitors there, someone who's closer to them than you are. So I would not want to, I mean, I'd be doing you a disservice if I were to tell you we could do Cincinnati without specifically targeting it with Facebook ads or with Google ads. So, and if you're able to take on more work, and it sounds like you are with your crew and the extra $100, because you'd be looking at 50% off the pro package, that would bring $399 down to $199. So the difference is only an extra $100 for the platinum package, but for the additional, 30 miles, 40 miles, even to target Cincinnati, and the thousands of people that could use your services and might look for you and find you, it's definitely worth doing, you know. I mean, I know you're asking because you want something that's affordable for you, but that platinum package with the setup fee waived and 50% off the cost of that service, I mean, it puts us below our operating costs. We're including a website, you know. I mean, we're going to spend more in time and resources and cost to get you on that first page than you'd be spending in that first month. You know, the reason it's listed on the website, $599 with the $299 setup fee, is we're going to spend about that $898, almost $1,000. We spend almost that much in the first month alone to get you on that first page. So we've got skin in the game. We're invested in your success. We're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs, but we know that our clients will keep the service long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, I know that Dan's a really nice guy. He's kind of a softy. He's not always able to convey the fact that we're calling through the area today. I mean, our job as a Google partner is to fill these positions when they become available. So he didn't want me to speak with you. He said you're a young company, you're looking to grow. He thought you would be a good fit for this particular listing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, probably the platinum. So you guys would build me the website, right?
Yeah. yeah, the website's going to be included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost, which of course means that we can add any photos or videos. We send you new jobs. You can take new videos or photos, and we can add that to your website. You would also have access to the website yourself if you wanted to make changes, but like I said, we're more than happy to do everything for you, so all you have to do is focus on answering the phone and providing those services.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... It would come down to, how much did you say it's platinum? It was
$299. It's $299. Yeah, you'd see, you know, our new business rate is basically 50% off the cost of our services. So any package that you would choose, you can cut the cost in half, and that'd be what you'd be looking at as a new business. But then, like I said, that's not an introductory rate that'll balloon up on you. It's just to make it affordable for younger companies. So for the platinum package, you cut it in half. You know, instead of $599, you're looking at $299.
Okay.
I mean, if you were looking for budget friendly, like I said, we could do the pro package. $199, I would just, like I said, have to be upfront with you. You're not going to get Cincinnati off of that pro package. So it's definitely worth the extra $100 to do the platinum package. But I want to find the package that works for you. You know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you are willing to travel for the right job, how much work you can take on, of course, what the budget allows. The local listing is the one that we have to fill. We're actually allowed a little bit of overlap as far as the paid ads go, but for the local listing, we only work with one business at a time. That's strict Google guidelines, one business per industry, per area. We could actually get started with the pro package. I could, like I said, still include, you know, account dashboard access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. Some of the other bells and whistles off of the other packages, as long as it doesn't cost my company anything more than time to create, meaning if we're not, you know, paying Facebook for ads or paying Google for ads, if it's not coming out of our pocket, we can include it for you. But like I said, we could get started with the local campaign. I would just have to tell you that you're not going to get Cincinnati. Seems like you've got a crew, you're able to take on work, and you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to break even. One job would offset the cost of the service, even for the platinum package, right?
Yes.
So which of those campaigns, the pro package or the platinum, would be a better fit for you today?
I think yeah, the platinum, just because. So you guys, is this Facebook advertising? How would it be just?
So Facebook obviously works a little bit differently than, say, Google or Bing. I mean, Google and Bing are search engines, and someone has to actively do a search to get a result, meaning someone goes on a computer or goes on a smartphone and they type something in, and then they get a search result. Facebook ads work differently. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions, like high-end residential subdivisions or areas where there's commercial clients. But, of course, it works when someone is on their Facebook page. You know, a lot of people spend a lot of time on Facebook. You'll have ads that are part of their live stream. It scrolls by as they down-scroll, up-scroll. When they click on it, it costs my company like 20, 22, maybe 25 cents, depending on the way the ad is formatted and the keyword. But with $100 of Facebook ads, you're looking at 400 clicks per month. So that's definitely going to cover the cost, cover the amount of clicks that you'd get. If they don't click on it, it costs us nothing, costs you nothing. But if they click on it, it's budgeted for in that $299. But it works the same way from there. It pulls up your website, your phone number, your information, and people can call you directly. So it's a great way to reach somebody who may be needing your services. So I would say the difference between, like, being listed in the first page of Google or Bing on the local map and being, you know, having Facebook ads listed on Google and Bing, that's not advertising. That's marketing. When someone needs your service and they're looking directly for someone who does what you do and placing your business where people can find you in that exact moment that they need you, that is very strategic, very smart marketing. Now, Facebook would be advertising because you don't know if someone needs your service. It's like a billboard or a radio or TV ad. You don't know if the person seeing or hearing that ad even needs your services. You don't know if the people who need your services will see that ad, right? But for another way, and very budget-friendly, for you to reach a larger target audience, people who need your services, people who are thinking about having some painting done, they see that, they click on it, they become interested even more, they see your website, they call you directly. So combination of direct marketing for the people who actively are searching for you, and then strategic advertising in places where you want to be found for people who may need your services, making that an option available as well. That's a great way to go, and it's very budget friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So the platinum package, like I said, you're going to save $599 today, and every single month you save $300 because it will stay fixed at exactly $299. Easy to budget for, goes once a month, and of course the exact amount of $299. Now, Jason, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on the same one that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yeah, that's one.
And I imagine it's your number, too. It's a smartphone. It's a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay. Must be a smartphone. You can receive a text message on this number?
Yes, I can.
Perfect, yeah. Because like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but if someone fills out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Jason, what's a good email address either for you or for your company?
My personal email would be jason.davis2018@gmail.com.
Okay. Did you say jason.scottdavis2018@gmail.com?
No, Jason dot.
Oh, dot.
David. Yes.
Was it still Davis after the dot?
David.
Oh, David, D-A-V-I-D?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Garcia.
Okay, Garcia. And then, Mr. Garcia, like I said, we'll use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for, you know, longer piece of information, something we would want you to have for your records. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Maybe email.
Email? Okay, I'll put email preferred.
Yeah.
And then your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom. There's no location that people would go to for us to promote for your business online, right?
No, yeah. I go to their address.
That's okay. Gotcha. You talk to them, and then you go out and do the work. That's kind of what Google expects for service-based businesses. In fact, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call today so you can speak with one of our technicians. Could be later on today, tomorrow if we have to, but we do want to get everything started as quickly as we can. Our technician will want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And then, of course, Jason, if you have a logo already, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we would take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Now, the other thing that I'm required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does actually get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're actually waiving the setup fee, that we are in fact including the website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay. Like I said, we're going to fill this position with your company. We'll close out the category. We'll stop calling through the area. We will not work with your competitors. So give me just a quick second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call is, in fact, being recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Mr. Garcia, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
CasaCoatPainting.com.
Perfect. CasaCoatPainting, that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jason Garcia, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Garcia, as the owner of CasaCoatPainting, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Jason, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Garcia, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. For that reason, we request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Garcia, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, Jason, it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it is month to month. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate and consistent. Mr. Garcia, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the discounts or reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the Platinum package down to $299, waiving your setup fee, even including the website for you, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 28th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Give me just a second. I need to take a sip of water. I apologize. That's much better. I had a little tickle in my throat. Okay, so that $299 is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, Jason, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299.00. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. We do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Jason, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Garcia, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jason, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Jason, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Let's do it on the Discover.
On the Discover? On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And is it simply first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
The D is the middle initial.
You said D? Yes. And then you said it was a Discover card. I believe that should start with a 6. All Discover cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Yeah, so 60-11-0049-7190-8682.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 10/27.
10/2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
5/35.
So you said 5/35, 5/35, and then October or 10/2027 for the expiration date. Mr. Garcia, was the card itself 60/11/0049-7190-8682?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And then is the billing zip code 41091?
Yes.
And that's in Union, of course. What is the actual physical street address for the billing?
It's 10825 Doral Court.
Could you spell that?
D-O-R-A-L Court.
Court. Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, give me a sec.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready now.
Okay. So the toll-free number for client support is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And Jason, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Pretty much the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like we're booked up at 6 o'clock, but there's still a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock. Would either one of those work out for you to receive about a 30-minute phone call?
Let's do 5 o'clock.
5? Okay. So the call itself will be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. So it's going to get to you just a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone about a half an hour later. There's still enough time at 4 o'clock, an hour prior, for the automated system to send you out a reminder email. I'm also going to send you in a minute here just a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Now, if I am between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready for that call, and again, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, 405 or 505. Wait a minute. We've got your call scheduled at 5. So it'd be maybe 5 after 5 or 10 after 5 or 15 after 5 if they're running behind. Something like that. I'm not sure exactly when they'll be ready, and I may be on a call, but if I'm not on a call, I'll be part of their phone call. I'll be in the very beginning part of it just to introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any quick questions you have before handing it over to them. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own, and they'll have your file, so they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess really even if I am, I did want to add a little extra security on your account here, just a security question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us they're with Casa Coat Painting, even if it's you, Jason, and we recognize your voice, we'll still ask you to quickly give us the answer to the security question. And then more importantly for you, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
The city you're born in? And then what's the answer?
Oakland, California.
Oakland, California. Okay. So I got to type it in twice. Okay. You're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got the email. Okay. I got both.
You got both? So if you open it up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is attached below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked. It goes to Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I actually already did that. I accepted the terms already.
You did. Okay, let me refresh on my end. Let me refresh it on my end. So it's probably asking you for a username and password then, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, you can actually stop right there. You don't have to go that next step. In fact, if you did, you might get an error message. The automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already active. Neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do your client interview first so that there is content for us to track. In the next day or so, once we do your client interview, you're going to get a username and password sent out to you by text and email. The password's not been created yet, but the username has. The password you can change. It's a default password, and you can change it once you log in. Some people never change it, and that's fine, too. But the username cannot be changed. It is, thankfully, easy to remember. It's the phone number we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers. No dashes or spaces or parentheses, so just the numbers. Your username, of course, then is 859-938-7774. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. I did send you the calendar invite. It's going to have, like I said, Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. You're all set, though, on my end. The other thing that was sent out to you through our automated system, it's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's going to help us to make sure that you're accurately placed on Google, and that, of course, that we've got all the content that we need, not just for that, but for the website. So, you know, things like any photos you have relating to your business, your service vehicle, your business license, if you've got one, business card, anything like that. There's a form that you can use to submit that information to us. That just helps us kind of expedite the process. But like I said, other than that, you're all set and squared away. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that website going for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Like I said, hopefully I am available in that 5 o'clock hour when our technician gives you a call. If not, I appreciate your time. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Paul. You too.
Thank you too, Mr. Garcia. Jason, you take care. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.